We are back on the Andy Finn Show, and I'm here with John Clark, telecom professor extraordinaire at the University of Kentucky.
Thank you for the high praise, Andy. I didn't know you spoke French, but I'm always happy to be here on your show.
That's right. Well, you know what they say is the problem with the French, they don't have a word for extraordinaire.
That's right. We borrowed it.
No, that's
it's the thing they're most afraid of.
That's a takeoff on an urban legend about W, of course, right?
Really?
Oh yeah. The line was the joke. Supposedly, the joke is that he told Tony Blair once that the problem with the French, they don't have a word for entrepreneur. And that's pretty funny. But it turns out it's believed to be an urban legend. They cannot actually find any place.
Yeah, that would be too good to be true.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And there's enough real ones that we don't need to make them up. But so that was an attempt to play on that with extraordinaire. And it's one of the few French words I know. Well, actually, I know quite a few, I suppose.
Almost all military terms are French.
Fire?
No, not fire.
You're fired?
Enfilade, that kind of thing. You know,
Enfilade? Infidel?
More technical term. No, that's not. That's from their Moorish brothers to the south. And also the French gave us that lovely word, bureaucracy.
True.
Uh-huh. And they're well known to be one of the most bureaucratic societies in existence on the planet. But anyway, boy, what a major digression.
Well, no, because we're in France. We're at the EU. Well, we're not at the EU, but we're talking there. EU. Mm-hmm. And the reason is Microsoft is another company that was in the news recently. They're in the news all the time. But particularly in the last year or few years for this antitrust action against them, right? They have the main issue is they incorporated browser, Internet Explorer, and the media player, Windows Media Player, in the operating system and claimed that the consumers were demanding this. No, that it was good design and that for them to be prevented from doing that would be interfering with business. And they cornered the browser market and knocked Netscape out of the box. And then the media player market, knocking, I'll say, real player out. And the U.S. Allowed that in terms of the antitrust case was dropped when the Bush administration came to town. But in Europe, they took a different tact on it, and they were holding Microsoft to a standard and said you have to strip out the media player in this case.
Well, the U.S. government didn't exactly allow Windows or Microsoft to get away with the whole Netscape scan. You know, they certainly did stop short of forcing them to divest themselves into four companies. But the lawsuit or the damages that Microsoft is paying to a variety of companies, and there are a lot of them, still go on today, and they've been to the tune of billions and billions of dollars.
Yes,
billions
but when will
and
I
billions of dollars.
When will I see my cut?
Well, the unfortunate thing about it is even the Netscape people didn't really see their cut.
Right.
Because
right.
It was too late for them by that time. They'd been bought by a larger company, and whereas they had the potential once upon a time to realize huge, tremendous profits on a one-of-a-kind piece of software growing very fast. Now they're just part of a much larger corporate entity, and it doesn't matter if they – of course, they never got the chance to become the thing, but it doesn't matter now that their fortunes are tied to a stock of which they're just a small percentage. But the thing is that Netscape had a legitimate gripe. And Windows, of course, the history of Microsoft has always been to look at what other people are doing and then decide to try to do it as well, fall short, but nonetheless run them out of business.
I think we call that a day late and a dollar short.
But they get away with it.
My father claimed you couldn't survive that way.
Is that right?
But he never ran into Microsoft.
I was going to say he was part of a good old Protestant work ethic, but not quite there. But nonetheless, a very hard worker.
A Catholic work ethic.
That's right, a Catholic work ethic. But the fact is that Netscape's only product was a browser that sold for $49.95. Microsoft was already the 1,400-ton gorilla of the software business, and they began distributing Internet Explorer free for nothing, absolutely for no money, as a standalone browser. And it was clear that it was a standalone browser, And then later incorporated the browser into their operating system and said that you couldn't sell it any other way. And that was blown up, obviously blown up, disproved in court when the, you know, the computer experts came in and demonstrated that just flat wasn't so. The same thing is going on again with the Windows Media Player, which was originally introduced as a standalone application and now mysteriously becomes an integral and absolutely indispensable part of the operating system.
Well, they tie them together, yes.
And I'll have to say that I'm proud of the EU, and I have been for the last few years, for not listening to that crap. Microsoft is at the top of my list of worst corporate citizens in this country. They're responsible for so much individual frustration on the part of so many computer owners, totally on an individual basis, in the confines, the solitude of their own homes, tearing their hair out, reloading their operating system, looking for missing files, dealing with spyware, spam, security flaws, you know, virtually the ills of the interconnected computer world can be laid at the feet of Microsoft. Now, I know that might sound a little strong to you, but
well, I'll say
I'm a proselytizer for another operating system.
Another operating system. Yeah. What could that be?
Well, let me say that the Beatles were fond of calling their record company by the same name.
Death Jam?
No, of course.
The Death Star.
Well, as a matter of fact, it was the only thing that kept Apple Records afloat for a while. They were so poorly managed that when Steve Jobs and his partner picked the name Apple for their computer company, eventually Apple Records went after him, and Apple, the computer company, had to lay a pretty hefty settlement on Apple, the record company. And that's what kept the Beatles' little home enterprise afloat for a while.
That's interesting and also silly that that worked out that way. Mm-hmm. But well, let me just stop. And before we go on to the Windows Media Player in the EU and the Microsoft bashing that I know is coming, which I will join in, I want to do a little of my own. So back to the browser. Mm-hmm. I really dislike the way Microsoft operates now. You know I'm a Windows user. I have 4 Windows machines. And right now, and it's been this way for months, and I can't seem to repair it, and this happened to be on another machine a year ago, the browser operates a certain way. Like, I cannot do transactions on Internet Explorer. I keep Netscape on all my machines because I can't rely on Internet Explorer. It'll do searches. It'll do a bunch of things. And I can do some transactions, but if I go into certain kinds of things like Ticketmaster, I cannot get through a Ticketmaster sale on Internet Explorer. It's defective. Some file has been removed. Can you uninstall Internet Explorer and just reinstall it the way you can with every other package on there? No, because it's part of the operating system.
Right.
So it's so stupid. What Bill Gates claims is an advantage is a huge disadvantage as far as I'm concerned. The U.S. government should have made him separate out the operating system, because then I could uninstall it and reinstall it. And I can't. And I can't seem to repair it. And I know enough about computers that if I'm having this trouble, there's got to be millions of people.
Well, let me ask you this: has this always gone on this particular computer?
No.
Now,
it comes and goes.
Did it happen after you attempted to install the Service Pack 2?
No, I haven't put Service Pack 2 on any of my machines.
Okay.
And it doesn't happen on all of them, and it's happened on another one once before. I got a friend I was trying to help him. They got a brand new machine from Dell, and the second day they did something, and all of a sudden it couldn't do secure sites. I reinstalled the operating system, and that took care of it. But that's how far it had to go. Mm-hmm. They were on the phone with Dell help. She was on the phone hours and hours and hours over a period of weeks.
No doubt with someone in India.
Well, it could have been. Absolutely.
That's where most of Dell's technical services are, except for their corporate customers there in the United States.
But anyway, so I have no use for this notion that the operating system needs to be tied to these components. I think it's a huge disadvantage for the consumer. In more ways than one.
And you never can tell what other software you might have loaded that had some effect or some conflict with a previously existing Windows file or an applications file that you'd already loaded.
There's no question that some setting got changed and some file got deleted or something, and then it's not back there.
Isn't it wild, though, how files turn up missing all the time in Windows? They just go missing.
Well, I go and look in the dryer usually, and I find them there.
In the lint trap, right?
Along with the extra socks. We will be back. We're back on the Andy Finn Show, and I'm here with John Clark, telecom prof at the University of Kentucky.
And we have been here tonight trying to offer a window to the world to you.
A few windows to the world. A window that's different than the Microsoft window,
right,
which they stole from Apple, which Apple stole from Xerox. So it's all one big happy family.
Which Apple stole from Xerox?
Except it's not one big happy family because Xerox isn't too happy. Xerox is going down the tubes, and they owned the world's computer interface. They'd be all set.
Well, they were fortunately responsible for creating Ethernet for us. But, you know, I mean, they chose a name with X's on each end. You know, all you need is one more X.
Hey, Xerox, the digital document company.
The digital document company.
I always thought their marketing was...
Isn't that a great slogan there?
I thought it was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
They named themselves the document company just as we were coming into the electronic age.
Uh-huh. And when they should have been the...
And they said, these computers are fads. They're not going anywhere.
They could have called themselves the MP3 file company, and they would have done a lot better.
Why not the mimeograph company?
Right.
Anyway, we were talking about Microsoft, and I... wanted to get back to the antitrust piece of this, especially the EU. So the EU has taken a stand, and I believe it's the browser piece was over with Netscape. That damage was done. But this time around, even though the U.S. let Microsoft off the hook, I would argue, the EU is not. And so they're requiring them to have a separate operating system without Windows Media Player, if I understand it.
Well, what they're requiring them to do, one of the things that they don't like is the fact that Microsoft has, similarly to other cases, made it difficult to load other media players. So let's say you get a package. What Microsoft is famous for is cutting a deal with a computer manufacturer and saying, okay, we will use our tremendous market clout and undue influence to force you to agree not to load, not to include any other kind of media player in the software package that you offer on your computer.
Right.
And then Microsoft can take some steps in its operating system to make it those difficult to work if you can load them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the tack they took with Apple, as a matter of fact, a few years ago. And they just threatened to run them into the ground. And this was at a time when... this was pre-iPod, and Apple was still in dire straits financially, but making a comeback. Steve Jobs had returned to the company, and Microsoft went to Apple and said, we are going to kill your QuickTime movie business. Any software you have for playing tunes, we're going to run you out of business if you don't ship Macs with Internet Explorer on them. And lo and behold, that's what they started doing. They really had no choice at the time. I think it'd be interesting to see Microsoft make a run at Apple nowadays.
Well,
Windows Media Player is for.
But they're now best of friends, right?
Best of friends. I guess maybe Microsoft and Sun are the best of friends nowadays. But no. I wouldn't say that's the case at all.
I suppose not.
No.
Well, so will the EU stand up? Will it hold firm with its position, or will it compromise and cave?
The EU has a history of standing firm. They've already forced Microsoft's feet to the fire on a number of other issues.
And, of course, the EU is big enough. A lot of us forget that it has more marketing clout than the U.S. right now in terms of a consumer market for buying products.
Are we over, 20 countries in the EU now?
Yeah, but it's over... It's over 300 million, 350 million people or something. Where the U.S. is, what are we at, 280? Of course, mm-hmm. We spend a lot of money.
Well, we're just short of 300 million now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge market. And, of course, making them change it for one, just it disrupts their process. But then they could offer it separately elsewhere. So we'll see what happens. I just think the only proof I need that Microsoft had unfair marketplace help in the form of their monopoly was that they ended up with the most successful products in a variety of areas, including things like Microsoft Office, Microsoft Word, and those products stunk when they came out. There's no way you can dominate the market with products that stink unless you have some help.
One way or another. I don't think we're talking about divine intervention.
No, we are not. We're talking about Bill Gates' intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that handles the antitrust stuff, but when we come back, we want to talk security in Microsoft, and I know you have a few things to say about that, John.
We're always looking for security.
I feel better already.